Anyway, before we start, or I mean, this is where I start, I want to give a little background of a course in Jewish, I don't call it philosophy, that's not the right word, Yesodei Hadas, which is pretty basic, but regretfully, not everyone knows Yesodei Hadas, so we have to have some of the basic Yesodeis. There's a day called Rosh Hashanah, right? We'll start from the beginning. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. A person is judged. Chayim and Mavis. Sifrei Chayim, Sifrei Mavis. Now, besides Rosh Hashanah being Yom HaDin, Rosh Hashanah is also something else. Rosh Hashanah is, it says, Hayom Acharas Olam, right? Which means that Rosh Hashanah was the day that the world was created. I believe it's a Shaida. Does it mean that the world was created on Rosh Hashanah, or it means that Adam HaRishon was created on Rosh Hashanah? I don't know. I think there are different opinions. But Lemaisa, Rosh Hashanah has these two. It's the Yom HaDin, and it's the day the world was created. Now, it's not a Chiddush, but that's not coincidental, because obviously, what came first was to say the world was created. But that made it Yom HaDin. Why? Because the basic rule in all Yom Tovim, we think we said many times, is that history repeats itself. So if Rosh Hashanah is the day that the world's created, so every year the world is recreated on Rosh Hashanah. It makes sense that if it's being recreated, there's a din. You're being recreated. You're starting from scratch again. Right? The Shiva used to always quote Rav Naftali Trop, whose yahrzeit happens to be Rosh Hashanah. That's why I used to quote him. That ka'ani ve'evyon, ka'ani ve'evyon de'facto de'nosacha, I forgot exactly. Then he said it means that not just figuratively, but literally, that even if we are multimillionaires, but since everything's being recreated, so whatever you had last year doesn't count. Because who says you have to be given it again? It's a new beginning. So it's a new beginning. So we have to decide. Hashem has to decide. Should he or should he not give you back the money? So the reason why Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaDin is because Hayom Charas Adam. Right? Makes sense. Because this is the day the world was created. Therefore, this is the day that the world is recreated every day on a certain higher level. You know, every day is Mechaz, B'chol Yom Tov, Ma'aseh Breshit, but there's some higher level on Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, it becomes the Yom HaDin. Okay. There is a Shalah who brings from earlier Svarim. He quotes it from, I think from Yishayim. He quoted from the Mekubalim, but not from the Mekubalim, but Rishayim, that he says a very basic insight, and this is accepted in all the Svarim, but the Shlah is the one who writes it, you know, the earlier Svarim, he writes it very clearly, and he quotes it from a Sefer Toldos Yaakov, I think, which was a Rishon who was a Mekubal. I'm not familiar. I don't know the Kabbalah Svarim. He says that there were two creations. The world was the spiritual, physical creation, where Adam HaRishon was created. That was a guf. But there's also the day that the spiritual world was created. The spiritual world was created basically at Har Sinai, because that's when the Torah was given. There's all kinds of transformations, whatever. It's a different world after Har Sinai and before Har Sinai. If a goy before Har Sinai wanted to keep the mitzvahs, he didn't have to be Megai or whatever. Avram Avinu was not, you know, he became what a tzaddik. Obviously, you know, so anyone who wants to be a tzaddik like Avram Avinu could have been a tzaddik like Avram Avinu. But once there's a Torah, then you have to be Mekabel Geiris, you have to join Klal Yisrael. The Mesiris HaTorah to Klal Yisrael was a whole different world. So the world, the spiritual world, was created on Shavuos. So Shavuos is also a Haras Olam. Just like there's a Haras Olam of the physical world on Rosh Hashanah, the Haris item of the spiritual world is Shavuos. Mimele, he says a very basic insight. He says that just like every Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaDin to see if you're going to be recreated physically, so every Shavuos is a Yom HaDin on Torah to see if you're going to be recreated in Torah. We say, as we say in the davening, Shavuos is Zman Matan Terasenu. That doesn't mean in the past. That's in the present. Zman Matan. The time that the Torah is given. Meaning every year, there's history repeats itself. Hashem gives the Torah again, but there's a Yom HaDin. So according to Elisa Shalah, and I think he brings it from Rishayim, that there are two main Yom HaDins, not to belittle Sukkot and Pesach. They're also considered Yom HaDin for certain things. But the main two Yom HaDins in the year are Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos. Rosh Hashanah, the din is on Chaim v'Mavis. That's what we say to say for Chaim v'Mavis. And on Shavuos, the din is on how much Siyata Deshmaya a person gets in his Ruchnius in general, and success in learning Torah in particular. Zman Matan Torah Seinu. And it's a Yom HaDin. And therefore the Shlah says, and I think the other, that there are many similarities between Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah. I think we said this last year too. He says before Rosh Hashanah, every year before Rosh Hashanah, we read the Tochacha. It's about a week and a half before Rosh Hashanah. I think it's always the Shabbos. One Shabbos, not exactly, the Shabbos and a half before Rosh Hashanah, we read Parshas Kisavo, which has a Tochacha in Dvarim, and because it makes sense, before the Yom HaDin, you tell the people the Tochacha to try and remember them for tshuva. The Tochacha is repeated twice in the Torah, once in Dvarim in Parshas Kisavo, and once at the end of Vayikra in Bechukosai. And sure enough, we rain the Tochacha always a week and a half before Shavuos. Always works out the same basic distance on exactly a week that we have. But it's always Bechukosai. Shavuos always, I think, comes after about Midbar. I don't remember exactly. I don't get it exactly, but I'm taking in trouble. But it's definitely the Bechukosai is always relatively close to Shavuos. So he says it's the same thing. You have the Tochacha before Rosh Hashanah and the Tochacha before Shavuos. The second similarity, he says, is that before Rosh Hashanah, you have Elo. Elo are special days to prepare. Lo and behold, on Shavuos, we have Sfiras Omer. So, a new understanding, what this does is it changes your understanding of Shavuos. It makes Shavuos a much more serious day. Shavuos is not the same just like Rosh Hashanah. People don't act in Rosh Hashanah. It's in Bnei Yeshiva. Maybe about Batim. Yeshanah is the same as a holiday. It's like, you know, Pesach, Sukkot. But in Yeshiva, somehow in Rosh Hashanah, you're in a little bit more serious mode than you are on Sukkot and Pesach. So Shavuos also, person should be in a little bit more serious mode. Person should try and learn more, do more mitzvahs, because it's a Shavuos, it's a more, has that special seriousness. And it also changes the whole understanding of Sfira. That's just like Elo is days that are miyuchid to prepare for the Yom HaDin. And so Sfira is a day to prepare for Shavuos. I do not know why, but it says in the Svarim that there is a slight difference. Maybe we'll talk it out. I want to figure it out while I'm saying it. But there is a difference between Sfira and Elo. In that Elo, the focus is on doing tshuva, because we want to weigh your mitzvahs and averis. So during Elo, what we're focusing on are trying to do tshuva and averis. Now it happens to be the way you do tshuva is karat awa over and kabo awa osed. But the reason why we do karat awa over and kabo osed is not because intrinsically we want the kabo awa osed as much as we want the tshuva. That's how you get tshuva. So you gotta do it. So in Elo, it seems the focus is on tshuva. They don't seem to say that in Sfira the focus is on tshuva. And therefore, they don't even talk about Charata during Sfira. The focus on Sfira as a preparation for Shavuos, what it says in the Svarim, and what I heard from the people, I don't know exactly why that's true, because why shouldn't it be exactly parallel, is that the what we had in before Matan Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a few days, Shoshik Me'agbala, and Moshe added a day to have the Hachana for Kabbalah Satayra. Person has to be prepared. You have to be in the right. You need to have certain things in place so that you can, you know, what the expression that they use is you need a keli. As Hashem gives the Torah, like if you go to a vending machine, right, and you put in your quarter, your dollar, to get a cup of coffee or a cup of soda, and the soda comes up, but you don't have a cup, which does sometimes happen, that they forget to give you a cup. So it's worthless. The machine can be giving you all the coffee, but if you don't have a base kibble, you're not going to accept it. So what they say in the Svarim is that the Svira, they were Shloshim Akbar in the time of the Torah, but Svira is a whole thing. The Shloshim Akbar is more intense, is that the Svira is supposed to be the days to prepare the base kibble. So you prepare the coast, so you should be Roy, you should be able to accept the Torah. You should have the right, you should have the prerequisites so that when Hashem gives you the gift of Torah on Shavuos, you're able to accept it. Which means that on Shavuos, the preparation of Sfira is less on doing tshuva. Not that tshuva is always good, but it's not on tshuva. It's not on doing tshuva in particular, Averis or Charata for sure. Maybe it would be on stopping Averis because Averis interfere. But it's not that we wouldn't talk about Charata, which is a form of for tshuva, but we would talk about working on creating that you're more into learning, especially. Creating it that you do your hishtadas to get into learning, to get into Kiyam HaMitzvahs, but it's more so even on learning, because that's more directly a Torah. And then it's Pederah Shadim Rotzeleh Molichin also, and you get a special Siyata Dishmai. Anyway, so that's what it seems in the Svarim, that Svira has a special purpose. And once it has that purpose, it gets a special Siyata Dishmaya to succeed, because Hashem always, that's how it works. There's always Siyata. If Hashem made a day for a certain purpose, then has a Siyata Dishmaya to succeed for that. So that the days of Sfira are days to get into learning, to get more into Torah, to get more. And the result of that is that when the bracha comes, you're more able to accept it. And they also say, it's just like in Rosh Hashanah. If a guy would go into Rosh Hashanah and he wouldn't do any tshuva before Rosh Hashanah. So that's a very, we believe, and the Rabbeinu Yonah writes very strongly against that. And the beginning of Shaar Aleph, he gives this marshal of the king. He had someone in the jail and he left the door open, and the guy doesn't bother running away. But there's such a tie on him, it's hard to understand why. But that is, he said, the guy, if Hashem gives you an opportunity to do tshuva and you don't take it, so it's like chutzpah. It's not just that you missed out on the tshuva. It's like a negative. It's a chutzpah. It's like you don't care. Come to the Yom HaDin. It's like, here's a guy that comes to Yom HaDin and he gives the impression to the king, do something to me. I don't even gairis you. I don't give a care. So it makes the din much stronger. So an Edel and Shavuos, if a person comes into Shavuos and he doesn't do anything in Sfira or on Shavuos, so it's not just an absence of a positive, it's a positive negative, right? That it's a chisarin, it's a chutzpah. The guy, I gave you 49 days to prepare for it, and when, you know, you come in, where's your preparation? No, I didn't bother. Like, you know, and then you expect to get the Torah. It's worse. Like, Hashem wouldn't have given us a day to prepare, so okay. But he gave you a day to prepare, and you don't take it, and you walk in as if you don't care, you show you don't care, you're not interested, so surely you're not going to get it. So there's a special inyan. That's all I wanted to go with this introduction. But is that Obviously, Shavuos is a different yontif. I remember the first time I heard this. So I was in yeshiva, and I made up my mind, oh, so Shavuos, I'm going to learn extra. And then someone invited me for a meal with some dray cup, because the guy was a real dray cup. And he kept his meal was like from 6 hours, you know, I'm exaggerating. I was so angry. I said, I could have eaten yeshiva. Like, okay, I went out, okay, went out to eat, but not for a 6 hour meal, you know. And the guy, you know, just, okay. But, you know, so the Shavuos is a little bit of a different, you know, you have to take Shavuos more seriously. Rabbi Hochberg used to always say that there are people that battle more on Shavuos than any other day of the year because they stay, they learn all night, they can't learn because they're tired. And then the rest of it, that the Shavuos, they sleep, you know, which is not really the way it's supposed to be. Even, you know, it's not for now, but if you read the Shulah also, talk about staying up all night for Shavuos, he doesn't have about sleeping at all. He basically, the people that stayed up, they stayed up both nights for Shavuos, and they didn't sleep in the middle either. So, but a nice, but okay, that's not for us, not realistic. But I just mean to say that Shavuos is supposed to be, you have to take Shavuos as a more serious day. But besides Shavuos being a more serious day, Svira has a very, very important connotation. Svira is a day of that we get special siyata d'shmaya. But it's not just, in other words, there's two intrinsic chashivas to Svira. Svira has chashivas in its own right, because it's a day that each day in Svira, it's supposedly easier to gain Kedusha than on any other day of the year, because basically the same idea, that history repeats itself. Klal Yisrael went up during Svira from Memtesh Shari Tumah to Memtesh Shari Kedusha. So if history repeats itself, then this day they went up. So therefore, every day of every year when Svira comes, it's the easiest day to go up. But what we're saying now is that there's a whole different dimension. Besides that, the Svira intrinsically is an easy day for going up in Ruchnius, it's important to do so that you should get the right Shavuos. Because the Shavuos is the Yom HaDin on the Torah. You don't want to flunk the Yom HaDin at the Shavuos. That would be a major tragedy. Right? In other words, how much a person succeeds in Shavuos, Torah, is obviously totally on your own hashtadis, but there's siyata d'shmaya. Do you get a good chavrusa or a bad chavrusa? Do you go to the right yeshiva? Right? There are guys, low alena, that go to the wrong yeshiva. Right? We know that. Okay. That was a joke. Anyway, but you have to laugh at the joke. Okay. But there are many siyata d'shmaya. Guys have a good rabbi, guys have a bad rabbi. Right? That's for sure we know. And, you know, that's not always your, you know, nothing to do with you. A person can be healthy, a person can be sick, a person can be tired, you know. So there's a lot of siyata d'shmaya, and that's kamshus. Okay. Anyway, so what's the nafkamina of all this? That's in Lumdus. The nafkamina is a maisa, is that shvua, the svira days, it has to be a person, is like, just like Elo. In Elo, you have to have a plan to do tshuva. So in Svira, you have to have a plan to make a hachana for Kabbalah Satayra. And the question is, how do you go about doing that? So the easiest or most simple way of saying it is, you just make a mental commitment that you're going to be push yourself harder in learning. You know, we sit and learn all day. But we have a lot of, you know, batala, that we mamish batal completely, whether it's coming late for Seder, daydreaming, schmoozing, talking hashkafa, whatever it is. And then there's time that we, even though we learn, but we're not really focused. Rav Meir Chodesh, I believe, said a mashal, which is a great mashal. He said there was a guy learning in yeshiva. I said this mashal many times. The yeshiva was working on a certain taisis. So there's a guy working on that taisis, and he got stuck on a problem. And he's sitting for an hour working on the problem, and he can't get pshat. Meanwhile, another guy in the yeshiva is also working on the same problem. Because it's the same problem. So the guy walks over there and says, hey, you learned that taser, so we're supposed to prepare. How do you answer this problem? And the other, and he asked him the problem, right? You know, the Reuven asked Shimon the problem that Shimon spent the last hour working on, and he couldn't get shot. So he said that in a split second, Shimon will say, what? You got stuck on that problem. It's simple. And he'll tell him a very good answer. He says, why? Because for an hour he was working on it, but he wasn't pressured, so he couldn't get shot. But now that his friend asked him the same kasha, and if he's going to say, I don't know, you know, that you asked me a kasha and I don't know the answer, I'm supposed to be sitting here, you know, don't look good. So that puts the pressure on. He says, in the pressure, in 1 second, under pressure, a guy can learn more than he can learn a whole hour without pressure. So that's a tremendous thought, that when you feel, people can push themselves much harder. We sometimes think that we are, you know, we're working so hard. Rameir Chadish said, he quoted the Mashkiach from Salbaka, the Torah Avram, that said, I think it was in the Russians, not the Germans, but I'm not sure. That I think the Russians first captured Salbaka before the Germans, but I'm not sure of my history. So then they captured the yeshiva. The yeshiva had a very nice building. I think they just built whatever. So they confiscated the building and they turned it into a social hall. Right? It sounds like the Russians. They confiscated it and they made it into a game room for the community, card room, whatever. So the outer Mashkiach said that Hashemayim is showing us that the yeshiva was really a game room, that we were just playing games. Sitting there, we thought we were learning, you know. That's what it was a game room. And he said, before we thought that we were learning Torah with tremendous Mesiras Nefesh, with tremendous Hasmada, with Mitocha only, means the yeshiva food was pretty bad. And, you know, they had very bad Gashmias. And how about big game? We were pushing ourselves to our limit. He says, now we find out the Russians came and they put them. They made the yeshiva guys go to work, and they gave them, and the work hours were much harder than they were in yeshiva. Says, and now we find out that what we were doing in yeshiva, we were living in luxury because the food was much better. Mitoich arafchus. We found that we were bathuing. Right? Said we were bathuing. We thought we were learning from Anias, and now we find out we were bathuing from Ashiris. Because now we find out that we can work so much harder, because when the Russians push us, we work so much harder, and we get such worse Gashmias. So there is such a thing that everyone, obviously we have to worry about all the burnouts and as far as, but Lemaisa, there is such a thing as everyone can work harder. So the simple thing is that during Sfira, people are supposed to work harder. They're supposed to be more focused and sheer. They're supposed to be more Ian. They're supposed to come to Seder more on time. They're supposed to battle less. Right? That, in a general thing, that's what it's supposed to be. One person told me, he was Mashkiach in Yeshiva, the Binyan Odom told me that he used to be in the yeshivas that he was in, he remembers this. That it was very noticeable that the learning level would go up during Sfira. It was noticeable. They were machshir, the yeshiva pushed it, and you could see. I don't know if we're such tzaddikim that we see it in our yeshivas. But it should, at least on the echidim, you know, we're not talking about the rabbim, because the rabbim don't always do what they're supposed to do. But echidim, a person should go up. The problem is that many people cannot handle this. It's too ambiguous. Say, learn better, battle less, you know, concentrate more. Like, it doesn't have any tangibility. Concentrate more. How do you define it? How do I know if I'm concentrating more or less? You know, you can't grade it. So what is perhaps recommended is at least, I still think the main thing is concentrate more and push, but at least a person should try and think of something concrete where he can actually point to that makes it clear-cut that he's doing something. Because just like we say by Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yisrael has this line, we always quote about the Geder Aisei Tshuva, that you have to at least do something. So for a Sfira, a guy should at least do something. So for example, I think we gave this example last year. If a guy would say that, you know, I'm adding a 5-minute Seder, that after davening, I'm going to learn Mishnayos. After Maariv, I'm going to stay and learn 5 minutes Mishnayos. So that's concrete. He knows for sure he's doing something extra because of Shavuos. He says, I'll stay after Mishnah Berurah Seder. I won't go eat breakfast. Instead of going to eat breakfast at 5 tonight, I'll go in at 9 o'clock, which anyway is better because then you have to anyway, just save the 5 minutes of waiting in line to get the bread. So I'm able to learn anyway. Right? So you do something that you can... Now, that doesn't help for people that don't come to Minyan because they're not here then. But assuming you're at Minyan, right? Right? But you do something that you can actually point to in a finger that it's blatant. There's a very big advantage of that. It's instead of saying, I'm trying harder, where you don't really, you can't prove to yourself what that means. In other words, it's much for certain people, even though that's really better, because trying harder is a whole day, and this other way is only 5 minutes of a day. And trying harder is better, and we say the Iker is Ian over Bikias or whatever. You know, we do believe that. But the Maisa, for many, many people, it doesn't go when you say try harder. So what a person should try and do, if he can, the guy's such a masmid that he has everything full, then okay, then, you know, I don't know, it's a problem. But if the guy has holes in the day that he can find a hole somewhere where he could stick in, I'm making it doesn't have to be a long Seder. There was a guy in the yeshiva, I remember in my day, his name was Yitzchak Charner. I don't know if anyone knows, so Yitzchak Charner now is a principal in Silver Spring, the elementary school, I think. So he used to be a tremendous Baki in Tanakh. I assume he still is. He was the yeshiva's Baki in Tanakh. So he used to say, how does he know Tanakh? Because he says he doesn't dive in such a long Shemona Esrei. Yeshiva dives a long Shemona Esrei. So every day during Shachris, he had the chazan waits for the yeshiva. He finished Shemona Esrei a minute before the yeshiva, 2 minutes before the yeshiva. So he said, so he had a Seder. He had a Tanakh on his table. He wasn't like the world's biggest massman. You know, he was a fine guy in the yeshiva, but, you know. But that he made this Seder. He said every day he's this wasted time. You know, that I'm waiting for the chazan to start Shachrit, Shmon Esrei. So he had his Tanakh on the table. And every day he read five psukim. You know, Tanakh is very easy to read, especially in the Nevi'im Rishayim. And over the years, he went through all Tanakh. And he became a very big bucky in Tanakh. So that's like a little, like it's a 2 minute a day Seder, but he did it every day. He found 2 minutes of wasted time that, you know, every day you waste 2 minutes waiting for Rabbi Rashid to start davening, and he figured out something to do with it. If a person can find that, in a certain sense, it's this way you know for sure you're doing something concrete. You find a certain amount of dead time. I used to do, it's not exactly the same, but it was a certain similarity. One of the big problems is when you have a chavrusa. So you can only, when you're chavrusa, it's inevitable that your chavrusa will have to sometime, either he'll be late, or he'll go out, he'll get a phone call, I guess, I don't know, or he'll have to go to the bathroom. He'll feel he needs a break, or go out to get a coffee, whatever it is. So there's a certain time you're learning your chavrusa, and then your chavrusa disappears. He's sick today, also happens, right? So now what do? You're learning your chavrusa, especially if the key is, you can't go weiter because you have to wait for your chavrusa. So what do you do? So I used to have the same idea as this Yitzchak Charner. I had a different Seder in a different parak. Gemara, just Gemara Rashi, because you can't do it Ian, like that kind of Seder. And I came to Seder, I used to try and come on time, believe it or not. Right? So if I came to Seder at 7:30, and if my chavrusa didn't show up till 7:40, so fine. I'm not going to sit there and twiddle my thumbs. 7:30, he's not here. Okay, I open up to the 10th parak, whatever parak I'm learning, Gemara Rashi. 10 minutes of Gemara Rashi can cover a nice amount of ground. He comes in, okay, he goes out to the bathroom, okay. You know, I got another 5 minutes. So over the day, there was a lot of, even though my chavrusas, I think were usually, I tried usually to get chavrusas, the guys who didn't battle, but still, they're a new sim sometimes that they were out. So you got time in to learn. So if you can make, I'm not saying each person has to do himself, I'm not necessarily advocating, but to find in the day a minute, but like something that's every day, it can be 5 minutes. I'm saying 5 minutes after Maariv is the easiest, because that's clearly defined. And you make something like Mishnayos Yomi, or Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Yomi, which is a very good thing. We had a very big gadol in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Shulman, Rashiva of Bnei Brak, of Sabaka, told me that he owes that Americans should learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He said it's a terrible thing that Americans do not have Bikiyas, and therefore there are certain Mamish Yisurim Deraisa that Americans don't know. You know, they don't know. They don't know anything about Trumas and Maestris. They don't. There's certain things they weren't taught in school. The amount of Amaratzis, you bump into sometimes people, you know, and everyone's different, that there's some basic thing that they didn't know. You know, I remember when I was a kid, I didn't know that when you say for Shachris, for Mincha, you're supposed to say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. I was like, you know, for Shach, because in my Siddur, it said Shachris. You know, Hashem's Pasai Mincha Kishem Hashem Ekra. Oh, okay. You know, that's where the Siddur was printed. You know, and I didn't know. Oh, you mean Shachris, Mincha means both? It didn't say that in the English. So, you know, there's a lot of plain ordinary amaratzis that Americans have. He said Israelis have much less amaratzis because they cover much more bikiyas. So he was a big advocate. A guy should learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. At least, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is Koa Tarakuda in Halacha. So you need to have the basic. I know someone who was, well, I don't want to get into the details, who has a very chashuv position in the field, and he told me he paskened incorrectly for years on a certain Halacha because he didn't know that it existed. And then someone asked him the Shaita, and he paskened again incorrectly. He said, but Rabbi, what about the Shaita of such and such? Never heard of it, but he didn't want to say. He says, oh, yes, oh, let me look that up. He looked it up, and there was an Isser he never heard of. He didn't know there was such an Isser. You know? So we are missing basic ideas. So that could be a very, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch reads like water. It's very easy to read. You can make up to learn. But whatever it is, it's a very good Eitzah. To try and, you know, I say the main eitza would be to make up your mind you're going to push a little harder, to work a little harder, to battle, that's what your chavrusa, you know, but that's just very untangible. But that's really the best. Come more on time for Seder. But if you don't want to make such an ambiguous thing, at least make something clear that there's a slot. 2 minutes before, I'll come 2 minutes before Shachris in the morning, or 2 minutes before Mincha. You know, I'll come at 2:40 instead of 2:45, and you get an extra bonus. You get among the first 10 people for the minyan. Also a bonus, right? Get another mitzvah, chaparai. So you go ahead and you figure out some eitzah to figure a concrete thing, and then you can come into Shavuos. And you can say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or you don't even have to say it, that I tried, I did something, so then you're much more likely. That's what we say by Rosh Hashanah. When a person does something, Then he can come in and have, listen, I look to Hashem, I'm trying. Okay, maybe I'm very slow. So it's a 10-year project, whatever it is, but I'm trying. But when you do nothing, it's much harder to come in. So the same thing with Shavuos, which is both this Yom HaDin on Torah, we have to try and do something constructive. Not, again, I think it's not so much tshuva as much as something constructive to make ourselves more more of a better base kibbo to able to learn the Torah. Okay.